Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Listen, there are two ways to deal with the crisis. You can either be reactive, and that's going to lead to struggling and really being frustrated, or you can be proactive. We can even be proactive if the crisis came out of nowhere and hit you and punched you in the stomach. Listen, this is Craig Valentine from Early to Rise Radio. And what we're going to do on this show, me and my friend Justin, he's a coaching client of mine. He brought me on an amazing training session. This is a guy who's been coaching professional athletes. He's helped professionals in New York City on Wall Street deal with resilience through tough times. And he and I do a deep dive here, and I reveal some of the scary things that I'm going through right now in my businesses and how I'm dealing with them. So you're going to love today's episode of Early to Rise Radio because it's going to build you resilience and make you proactive for the times ahead so that you come out stronger on the other side. Let's jump into this episode with Justin Rothlishofer. Okay, I'm pretty sure I didn't pronounce his name properly, but trust me, it's going to be a great, great show.
All right, my man, this is a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're crazy busy, as is everybody with everything that's been going on here. But I think it's super important that we just chat with people and give them the insights as to what can actually be done during this time to optimize their health, optimize their business, and really take them to the next level in terms of and really just taking a look at the mindset in which they're sitting in and use it in their business immediately to create change that's going to help them not only today, but be better for tomorrow and in the future.
That sounds great, man. I think that's really, really going to be valuable. And I've got a ton of ideas, as I'm sure you do too, even for those people that think there is no ideas for them. So really excited to get into that.
Yeah. So, the big thing here, like I said, is helping high performers break through barriers during economic uncertainty to master their mindset and business. Because a lot of my clients, and I'm sure a lot of yours as well, I started with you a year ago and really not knowing whether business coaching was right for me. And all of a sudden, as soon as I went there, it was the outside eyes and the vision of somebody else that just was like, boom, and allowed me to take massive action on what it is that was just pent up inside me that I didn't know how to get out. And I think that's what we want to be able to shed light on to people here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I get it. I have four or five coaches, everything from, you know, my own personal trainer, and I'm a fitness expert, to speaking coach, because what you need to do is figure out where you are and then get the expert advice, then get the expert feedback. And then when you check where you are again, you're always ahead. And it doesn't matter where it is. You and I have both been in high performance sports, and we've also been in business coaching, and it works in both worlds.
No, you're exactly right. And so getting into it, kind of what we want to get across to people is, what is that abundance mindset? What does that mean? A lot of it is jargons thrown around a lot of the time, and really getting that down to a science of what that means. And then taking a look at the two states of being and operation. I know we speak a lot about being the operator of your life and the operator, especially of your business. And then the five phases to creation and what that action looks like, and identifying when you're in each state of being so that you can thrive in business, especially during economic hardship. And then what those high income skills are, because a lot of people aren't very clear on those and don't know how to apply them to their life. And then especially now, starting that second or third income stream, if they hadn't already had that, how that can be really valuable. So,
absolutely. So
abundance versus scarcity, like, what is it? What is it in your, by your definition, and what is it that you start to teach and talk about?
Well, I think it's actually different between good times and bad times. I was just thinking about this today, is that in good times, abundance mindset is, you know, not being envious of other people and thinking about there's always going to be a lot to go around. Now the abundance mindset is, even in times when I am in need, there's an opportunity for me to help other people. So it is always about understanding that in, for almost everybody listening, in almost every area of our lives, we have enough where there shouldn't be a lot of pressure. And even if we have less than the enough that we had last month because we have lost money in the markets, we still probably have more money than enough, or more money than most other people. And so we need to understand that in most cases, we are actually okay. And when you know that you're okay, then the pressure is off and you can go out and be of better service, because you don't have that kind of negative energy leak to something else. So that's how I define it. And it's a little bit different in prosperous times versus, you know, the pandemic times, but that's how I would look at it. And then if that's something that can help you free up some of the pressure of the world right now, then it allows you to operate in a much more clearer thinking and faster deciding mode.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more, especially on the facet of being able to serve and being able to do what it is that you want to do in your business. Because quite often we think, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to be able to make this happen? And it's the questions that we're asking ourselves that are actually leaving us in this, which we'll get into, in this primitive mindset that create this anxiety, in this this state of panic that we don't operate well from. And It all starts with our decisions. And that's kind of what I was going to get into here with those two states of being, where we really only have two states of being. We can't be in both at the same time. We are only going to be in one. We can only make a decision from one of these at one time. It's either primitive or performance. And they lead to some type of emotion. And in that primitive state, it's anger, pain, shame, anxiety, depression, that worry, and that feeling of being locked in. And we aren't able to, when people say, you're not thinking clearly, it's that's the state that you're operating from. Versus that performance state when, like you said, you feel like the pressure's off, you're flowing, you're in that flow state, and you have boundless amounts of energy. You have this vitality and curiosity to take chances that you wouldn't before. And this is, I think, where everything starts from.
Yeah. And you know, the way you described that, all I could think of was, you know, an athlete choking or a team choking. And it's because, as you know, the cliche goes, that they have so much pressure on them because they're in that primitive and scarcity mindset. It's like when a team is up by a couple of touchdowns with 4 minutes left and they go into defense mode and somehow they get beat, you know, because every pass play goes for 35 yards. And that's the same. That's such a great analogy for our own lives.
You're exactly right. Exactly right. That you see it all the time. The team ends up sitting back and take the Atlanta Falcons and what Tom Brady did them in a couple Super Bowls ago. Same thing. You go into this state of panic. And when you do that, everything starts through this five phases to action. And quite often we forget that our beliefs are so highly correlated to our results. And when I take a look at my client, if I know what they believe, I guarantee you I know what the results are that they're getting. And same thing vice versa. If they tell me a result they've gotten, you can automatically tell what they believe or the decisions they've made. Because those beliefs, or otherwise, if you want to say another thing in terms of decisions, create thoughts of what we think of ourselves or what we think of others or what we think of the situation or circumstance. And that creates that emotion, which we just spoke about in that two different states of being.
So what would be an example of that we see right now, or in the sports world, and then we can see one in the real world? What would be an example of that?
Yeah, I think the big thing is you brought it up, the market. Well, this belief is, oh my God, the market's going down. I'm seeing my bank account dwindle. I don't have enough money. And we could have had this experience as a young child or even growing up, that not having enough money led to anger, led to poor relationships, led to failed businesses, led to all these things. So all of a sudden, you think that you're not good enough. You think that you can't do it. And that emotion that's created within that is that anxiety, that fear, that lead to the further actions of, okay, I need to hold on to everything. I need to stay inside. I need to react rather than take forward action in what's going to actually move the needle forward for me in business.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense. And it is like, at the end of the day, it's how can we kind of build that performance mindset that allows us to move the needle forward as fast and as great as possible, right?
100%. And it comes into from those two states of mindset to these five stages of action and understanding how, if we can be present and understand the state of mind that we're acting in, we can actually create results. And so that's where we come into this, is we have this inverted triangle in the other way, and everything starts with that decision and belief. And if on the left side, we sit in that primitive state, the first thing we think of when we have something come in front of us is we see the problems. We see there's not enough money. Nobody's buying anything. We can't leave our homes. These are all things that the problems. And then these emotions are going to be all negative. They're going to lead us to anger, pain, shame, guilt, fear. And then we don't have this clarity. We have this fogginess in front of us that lead us to ask poor questions. We feel stuck. And now we're reacting rather than, like you say all the time, is be the operator of your life. We are now just the driver, just the guy pushing the pedal.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to be proactive and not reactive. And I truly have found that whether you're an athlete or whether you're a person of success or whether you're even a busy parent, the person who controls the day, the person who controls their emotion, the person who's planned for the next day is a proactive person. And if you're a proactive person, you're successful. If you're a reactive person, you're going to struggle and it's going to cause a lot of stress. So proactivity, you know, just making sure that you're ahead of the game. Wow, that is a game changer for so many people too.
100%. And I think you alluded to it. And that means when you're proactive, you're acting from that performance state. That decision that you're making, that belief that you are an operator, gives you a sense of gratitude. And you're able to look at any situation that you're in and pull out what's positive there. Pull out what you're thankful for. Pull out what you can be grateful for. You talked about that in what you spoke about in terms of abundance, where we do have enough and we need to be grateful for that, which puts us in that positive state of emotion, that state of vitality, that state of energy, which gives us that opportunity to be so clear on what we need to do to ask those positive questions that leads us to take confident action in any area of our life, especially business at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point.
And so I think when we talk about thriving in business, it comes down to these items, which clarity, energy, necessity, productivity, impact, resilience, commitment, and then getting those outside eyes. And I want you to speak to this a little bit, because we already talked about that clarity and where that energy comes from, but then being able to find where the necessity lies and how do we become productive within that to make an impact, be resilient, be committed to it, and have that coach on the outside really helping us find where the holes are within, or maybe even our blind spots within this this performance mindset.
Right. So listen, at the end of the day, the blind spots are really, you know, most people, when they think of a blind spot, they think of what, you know, something behind them, but the blind spot is really like an unknown about the future, and it is uncertainty. And it's really the better analogy. I don't have an exact word for it, but I mean, essentially it's like you're walking into a dark forest. And when we walk into a dark forest with the uncertainty, we're scared, we're timid, we don't take action, we become, and I know that you've heard this phrase a million times, Justin, is that people have paralysis by analysis. It's like, oh, I could go down this path. I could go down this path. Well, listen, you got to go down a path. So let's start moving down. We course correct all the time. And, you know, we can go through the bushes and get on the path to the right that we were going to go down if the one on the left didn't work. But we just have to be course correcting all the time. And so it's, forget about the blind spots. That's in the past. Let's just go forward with the information that we have right now and make the right choices. And then we can pivot. Pivoting is so powerful. Every company that you've ever heard of has pivoted, whether they've changed their name. So for example, like here's a great pivot. Google was originally named Backrub. because they were named Backrub because they put everything, it was all about backlinks. And so they thought, okay, we're going to name it Backrub because that's kind of like a play on backlinks. Well, obviously it's not named Backrub today. They made a pivot. They started with a name and was stupid, and somebody gave them better advice and they changed. And so many businesses start that way. So many, you know, so many relationships start that way. I mean, listen, you didn't, most of us are not married to or still dating the first person we ever dated. We have to go and date somebody and go, oh, it's not working. Here's why it's not working. Sometimes it's them, sometimes it's us. On to the next one, on to the next one, and so on and so forth. And that's the way we need to be addressing almost everything in life.
You're so right there. And I love the analogy of the forest and just choosing a path and understanding that when we quote unquote fail, it's not actually a failure. It's a learning experience. And the highest performers and those acting from that performance state of mind see it that way, because the decision which starts everything moves you forward through a sequence of events, and the feedback that you're getting that you're talking about, like Backrub, other aka Google, sees this and doesn't go, oh, poor little old me, start slouching, take this as a failure. They take it, oh, you know what? This is an opportunity to be better. This is an opportunity to steer us in a better direction and take further action rather than to react negatively and completely stop off that path.
Yeah. And that really is the resilience key. And you talk about resilience so much. You've had resilience in your life. I mean, holy cow. I've read your bio and all that sort of stuff. I mean, you didn't just have resilience in one situation. You had in multiple situations. And here's the cool thing is the more you practice resilience, the stronger you get at it. So everybody listening, you know, be proactive, be resilient, be a performer. Those are just such powerful characteristics to have. And they're not something, I mean, they are something we're born with, but they are, you know, it's like we're born with biceps, but we're not born with big biceps. We got to go and work to build the biceps so we can all build these qualities and characters.
100%. And I think that, I mean, you even come back to, what we were talking about in terms of resiliency and being committed to it and being committed to the fact of routine and habit. And that's really what shapes everything to be able to thrive in business. When you go through this cycle and have somebody that can help you guide those steps that you need to take, that's where you are able to really grow those resiliency muscles, those productivity muscles, those impact muscles, so that you can ultimately be better for everybody in your life, especially during these times, your family, your spouse, your kids, your employees, your employer, if you happen to be working for somebody, but ultimately for yourself.
Yeah, 100%, man. I mean, you're nailing it now too. So that really then leads to, you know, to a lot of questions like, okay, well, how do we get there? What do we do? That sort of stuff, which, you know, we're going to get to for sure.
And now it's coming to like, okay, so we have a business or maybe we don't have a business and we want to create a new income stream or new revenue streams within it. Or what we have been doing, like Craig said, now no longer is going to work with the framework we see moving forward. So what is it that we need to do in the steps in that space?
Well, you know, you have to step back and examine all the realities that are ahead. And for some of us, you know, there's going to be for everyone, there's going to be pain for everyone there, you know, and it could be like your business doesn't grow, or your business might even grow, but there's going to be so much pain around you that you still feel pain. But you have to examine the realities of worst case scenario to mildly optimistic and plan for those. So worst case scenario, you have to sit there and think, What would I do if everything was taken away from me? This is called negative visualization, and it is a Stoic philosophy approach to life. It's an exercise that Epictetus talked about thousands of years ago. And in his book, he talks about what would you do if like literally, you know, when you kiss your child goodnight tonight, that was the last time you're able to kiss your child goodnight. Like, that's a horrible thing to think about. And he gives the extreme example of it. But that's what we need to be like, okay, listen, those situations could possibly happen. How do I prepare myself through that, for that? And that is the resilience. So, you know, my business, what if it takes 6 months before I'm even back to, you know, break even? What am I going to do? How am I going to pivot? How, if I'm not able to use this media, like for example, what if your face, it's the same thing as when your Facebook account gets shut down. You have to be able to brainstorm additional ideas. We need to be looking for alternative opportunities as much as possible. So there's also other things that you can do in addition to thinking about the revenue generation. Like, for example, real estate agents really can't do anything right now. And so if you really can't do anything right now to go and get the contracts done for the house, like you can't take somebody to a house and you can't do this stuff, what else can you do? Well, listen, and I bring up real estate agents because I, as far as I know, that is the one of the areas where there's really going to be a lot of pain, because you're not going to be able to sell a house for 90 days. Then you're not going to get paid for another 90 days after that. What can you do? Well, listen, you can spend this time putting, you know, doing the things you were putting off. You were putting off becoming great at video. In 30 days, if you're doing multiple videos per day, and you don't have to post them, you have to practice them. You got all the time in the world. Well, not all the time in the world. Maybe you got a couple extra hours per day. Now you can do the videos. In 30 days, you'll be fantastic at video. You can also look through what are the systems, the operational inefficiencies we have. And you can spend a couple hours per week trying to get your systems in place so that when we get back to the new normal, whatever that new normal is going to be, well, now when leads come in, there's no possibility of anything falling through the crack, because in good times, we had 5 leads per week that never got back to. Okay, well, now we're going to build systems. And, you know, the analogy here is my sister, who's, you know, at home, stuck at home, she did a pantry cleaning the other day and she was finding stuff. She had 4 bottles of ketchup in her pantry. She has no idea how 4 bottles of ketchup got in her pantry because she hates ketchup. And so here is, we have all these things. We can go and clean out our business closets right now with our organization, our customer service, our lead flow, our lead systems, our CRMs, our ad spend, our ad stuff, our video stuff. There's so much spring cleaning we can do right now to make the best of the worst. And I hope for everybody that the pain is of our in our businesses is far less of than the worst case scenario you imagine in your head. But we got to prepare, and then we got to take and still use our time to the best that we can. And I think that in every business, even the ones whose revenue is cut to almost nothing, we can at least do that if we are committed to staying to it in the long haul.
You're exactly right. And that goes right back to that mindset of that performance mindset, where the what you're looking at is not stopping you from moving forward. You're so grateful that you even have a business to work on, that you even have a business to take these steps forward. And by doing that, you're going to open yourself to that creativity, that vitality, that energy, just by being in it and seeing it from a different light. Because guess what? Now, when you go in and start cleaning that stuff out, you start going through your business and finding these different places in which things aren't going to be lost in the future, you all of a sudden give yourself the opportunity to pull on now the law of attraction and the creativity that can come about it to find a new revenue stream. And that's why I have right here, when you have a result and a specific target that you're shooting for, you now are able to take action. You're able to create movement where otherwise you would have been, like you said, paralyzed by just analyzing it. Yeah. And then you have a purpose for what you're doing. And you don't need to know the how. I think that's what you're getting back at with those multiple paths in the forest. You have options, and people just focus so much on this how and how to get it done. And they're like, well, I don't know how to go. I don't know which way to do it. I don't know how to make that happen. And all that is not taking action, because at the beginning, you didn't know how to build your business. I didn't know how to build my business. I had an idea, but all of a sudden I started taking steps. I started taking action steps. I got into it, and certain things came to me. There's a higher power that has an influence on us, but it's not going to give us those opportunities unless we take action.
Yeah. And I just want to say, for a lot of people listening who are thinking, oh, well, these guys, you know, these guys must be okay because they're talking about abundance and everything. And I just want to let people know that I own three gyms, and one is in Toronto and two are in South Carolina. And much like the real estate industry, if you were to choose an industry that was hit really, really hard, the, you know, restaurants, obviously, but the fitness industry as well. And so I am preparing myself mentally that all three will go bankrupt. I hope that through a combination of the proactivity. So I was warning my team on March 2nd. That was the first time I warned them through email that this was going to close, you know, this was going to close our businesses, and they laughed at me. And then a few days later, they started to take it seriously. So fortunately, we're ahead of the game. And, but again, I'm ready for them to close, but we're doing everything possible. And in fact, even though we're only 48 hours into shutdown, as we record this, we're actually up in membership. So we're shut the doors. This is a boot camp workout. We have had nobody go on hold with their payments, and we have added 8 new members who were not actual physical gym members, 8 new members to our virtual training, because we're running 5 classes a day. We're running pantry makeovers. We're running mindset classes. We're not just like, hey, we're going to do a couple virtual workouts per day. No, we're basically 8 hours a day. We're keeping our staff employed, and provided, you know, we have expensive rent, especially for the one in Mount Pleasant, which is in Charleston. If we can at least get a break from the landlord on a bit of rent, and I hate getting breaks because I don't like that whole mentality of I got to get a break. But in this case, you know, obviously extenuated circumstances, if we can get a break on rent, I truly believe that we will be able to last even more than 2 months at that location should things, you know, go all Italy on us. So I don't think that they will. You know, I'm an optimist, and I believe, like, hopefully this is the research that shows it's harder to transmit this stuff in warmer environments holds true for South Carolina. And, you know, we come out of this with just losing 1 month, and the community that we've built is stronger than ever. And we've been building community in that gym for 5 years. So, like, that's how we're approaching something that could be catastrophic. And I just want people to know I'm not sitting here with, like, my businesses doing as well as ever. They are not. But I want you to know I'm going down swinging.
It's so key for you to say that, because, and again, I'm sorry you're going through that, just like everybody else that there's negative and downtimes with. For me, I've got the same type of thing with my NHL camps. I mean, the NHL season's done. It's all my guys are home, and yes, I'm providing them now virtual care and virtual work, both mentally and physically. But we don't know even what the options are yet. And so what happens with the facility down here, what happens with everything else that, with the programming that we have going on, everything's up in the air. But just like you operating from that performance mindset, it's not shutting you down and saying, oh, I'm throwing in my cards, this is where it is. You create different options for yourself. You create different opportunities. And guess what? When you survive this, because it's not an if, it's when, you're now providing yourself different streams of income or different ways to operate your business than you ever thought before. You're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable to move forward and be able to thrive.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, what is your other decision? What is your other choice, your other option? What is your other path in the dark forest to quit? No. I mean, nobody's going down that. So I, you know, again, we go back to a lot of sports analogies because you and I are from that background. Think of the greatest comebacks in sports of all times. And, you know, I think the one you mentioned with Tom Brady and the Patriots is huge. But there's others, you know, even in a simple hockey game where teams have been down 6-0 and won that game.
The Boston Bruins, you know, against Toronto.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, multiple times. Didn't they beat them twice like that almost? Yeah. And so, like, there's, you know, those people are paid to play. They don't have, they literally should not have a decision that to go out there and play the hardest no matter what. And as a business owner, we have made the decision. And as high performers, we have made the decision that even if we've got punched in the face 11 times in round 6, this is a 12 round fight. And that's what people paid the money to come and see. And so we're going to give them a 12 round fight. and we're going to go down swinging. So that's the way that I know that everybody's approaching it. They just kind of need the two of us to show them what we're going through, and then, you know, kind of like band of brothers and sisters and go after it together.
100%, man. 100%. And I want to transition here a little bit to a lot of times in times like this, people just rely on what's comfortable for them. They don't take the opportunity to identify what these different high income skills are that can all of a sudden open up different avenues for them. Maybe not today, but in the future, or things that can help propel them forward. And one of them, which we've hit on here for, because it is so key, which is mindset. The other is leadership, which I know we've both had to execute in different ways. You just spoke about it with terms of how you're working with your gym. Sales and marketing, online networking, which, I mean, I'm surprised some of the, whether it's in LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, haven't like just blown up because of how much time everyone's spending on them.
And Zoom has.
What's that?
Zoom has. So, you know, so many companies have transitioned over to Zoom that we've had a lot of tech issues with them this week.
Yeah.
You know, fine. But yeah, you know, certainly some, I think everybody was already on Instagram so much anyways that, you know, you couldn't really go on Instagram any more than they already were.
That's right. And then obviously extreme productivity. So let's I think dive into this a little bit for people and where they can get started and how that looks.
Well, I mean, hey, where do we start? You know, the most important thing for productivity, if like that's what you're asking, right? Like, where do we start with improving our productivity and success?
100%. Because people that, I mean, I know that's what we do within our coaching and that's what we provide to people in terms of a landscape. But in terms of taking value from this and really getting further down that rabbit hole to help people make that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. So most people are going to think, well, all right, so we're probably going to like talk about, you know, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. No, we're not going to talk about getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. And we're not even going to talk about the morning yet. We're going to talk about the night before, because what I have discovered is that the more that I work with high performers like Justin, the more I realize the more prepared they are the night before, the more successful they are in the day. And if you think about everything that you love to watch, Hamilton the play, they don't make that up as they go along. You know, the NFL football games, they script out the first 10 plays or whatever it is of the game before they get there. So not only do they have the game scripted out, obviously things change over time, but then each of those plays have been rehearsed 100 million times. And then if you think about your favorite comedy show, like Chris Rock is not just going up there and going, you know, I'm going to tell some jokes about, you know, old white people tonight. No, I mean, like he knows exactly what he's going to say. And so the more scripted you are in your own life, your own goals and work days and whatever it is that you're doing, even in this chaos and crisis, the more successful you are going to be. So it starts the night before. You must do your to-do list the night before. If you're doing your to-do list in the morning, you're already too late and you're wasting the time of day when you have the greatest willpower, discipline, and intention. So that's where I start with people. And I know you probably have some rituals and routines the night before that lead you into a great morning. And that's what I have seen for sure.
100%. And I think what goes hand in hand with that, that I want to touch on is during this whole business issue, and especially being locked in to a home, we can't forget that there's other people that we're operating with. We can't forget that we're operating potentially with a spouse, we're operating with children, we're operating with business partners, with employees, but everybody's confined to one space. And along with that productivity that you spoke about, we need to build in our time even more now, because we need that high quality working time. We need what you call that golden hour, where you get that maximum amount of high quality work done. Not the stuff that's an emergency that's getting thrown at us, which is now even more than ever, but the high quality type of work that's going to push our business forward, that's going to really move the needle for us, that is it's what you call the newy work, the non-urgent but important. And finding time for that becomes so important. And then being able to market off time for the people who we love at home, giving our spouses the time they need, giving our girlfriends, our boyfriends, our our children the time they need to feel like they're looked after as well. And that all
especially if you have multiple boyfriends and girlfriends.
That's true. That becomes very hard to balance. Who do you go and isolate yourself with?
There you go.
But
you're absolutely right. It's the expectations and the communication is so key. And that needs to be done before we try and perform.
100%. And just kind of going back over this, guys, is I want to challenge you to reframe the way you think. Get out of that primitive mindset, that mindset that is going to lead you to a path of nowhere. It's not even going to allow you to take that step into the forest that we were talking about. It's not going to allow you to create the clarity that you need. You won't be able to align your priorities, and it's going to hold you back from taking that massive action. And that's why we started at number one, because we need to reframe the way we think. We need to reframe the way we make decisions and reshape the beliefs that we have of ourselves. And then that leads to that clarity aspect, where once we become so clear on the steps we need to take, like Craig said, taking that step back and just taking a moment to reanalyze where we're at, that gives us some opportunity to realign our priorities. Boom, we know what actions we can take that are going to push us forward, that are going to create that opportunity for us in the future to allow the universe to give us something good out of this. Because life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. And that's a belief that we truly have to have, especially in times like this. And then we can take massive purposeful action. And at that point, we need to get a coach. We need somebody with outside eyes. We need somebody that can give us the framework, give us the feedback, and ultimately help drive us forward in all aspects of our life here.
Yeah, exactly there. And I think this is a really great time for us to understand, you know, all those, some of the cliches that we've talked about. And you know, like people love saying, hey, life happens, you know, for us, not to us, in good times. And it's really easy for us to say that about other people. And it's, you know, like, hey man, you know, you got in that car accident, life happens for us, not to us. Man, it is really easy to say that when it's not you and when times are good. And in hindsight, right? Like, yeah, you know, I went through and I've personally had my own life happening for me, you know, going to the emergency room a couple of times with anxiety. It's easy to say 5-10 years later, but it is tough now to say it. But you need to understand, like, if you said it in the good times, you got to live it in the hard times. And if you go, you know what, I said it, I believe it, and even though it sucks to say it and it sucks even worse to live it, I'm committed to it. And that's the kind of thing that totally shifts that mindset from primitive to performance, which is, you know, probably one of the best phrases that I've never heard before until today, you know, that primitive versus performance. If you go like, all right, I'm all in on this. Just like when you're in a relationship and you're like, you know what, I'm going to go all in on this. You go all in on it. And that's when the game changes for you.
100%. And people always say, you just have to make it work. Well, if you are not in that performance mindset, it's not going to work. And if you want it to work, guess what? It does. It may not work the way that you have it planned out, but it will work. But it's making that choice. It's making that decision, and it's willing to be there. And I know both of you and I we've been at the bottom of the barrel. We've seen what rock bottom looks like. Me, some severe depression, some severe addiction, being right down there with near-death experiences. And I know you're right there too. And yeah. The only way to be able to get out of that, and I think that's what's allowed us to take that primitive mindset, because we see that and we recognize what that looks like now. And that doesn't mean we don't go down that path. That doesn't mean we don't have primitive thoughts or we don't have primitive moments, but we no longer live there. We no longer stay there and make decisions that matter in that state, because we are aware of it, we're conscious of it, and we can flip ourselves back to that performance state and be an operator.
Yeah. Very, very good stuff. And that's exactly it. And you know, my struggles, self-destruction. And, you know, it was self-destruction. I was able to get out of it, you know, by using what the phrase that I live by: control what you can, cope with what you can't control, and concentrate on what counts. And I wanted to bring that phrase up because I think it is really pertinent to right now. And for everybody listening, you know, there are some not so great things going on that are fully outside of your control. What remains within your control? Doing all the right things for your family's health and wellness, doing all the things to prepare should you have even more restricted movement, doing all the things that we talked about before to spring clean your business, to look for alternative ways to grow a business, to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to, you know, keep on going down this business. It is dead. I'm going to pivot to there's other opportunities, and I'm going to get into, you know, investing a little bit in my education, or I'm going to spend all freaking day on YouTube if I don't have the money. And then the communication and the planning of the days, all of those things are within our control. Even the breathing, the meditation, within our control to calm ourselves down so that we can do those things. And this is going to take as much discipline as stepping on stage for a bodybuilding contest. But if we can do that, if we can prepare for professional hockey as you did, if we can pass our LSATs, if we can, you know, work on Wall Street and, you know, 2008, 2009, and now we can do this. We can do this. We can overcome. And so it just takes that commitment. The commitment 100%. Is key, and it moves you from the primitive to the performer.
100%. And that's why, I mean, within Own It, that's why I've got those eight pillars that we live by, and we operate within that performance mindset through career, wellness, faith, relationships, self-care, finance, network, legacy. They're all portions of our life that need to be given attention. And a lot of times we have a trouble with that rhythm on a day-to-day basis. And just by understanding that we have the gift of time now, we have the gift to focus in these things, do some spring cleaning along those lines of those eight pillars, man, we can be way further ahead as we come out of this and into our new normal.
You know, Own It is such a great, you know, phrase. It's such a great belief system. You know, it's so great that you have that. And, you know, we could have summed up a lot of our arguments here just with, we got to own it. We got to own it. We're in this situation. There's no like time machine. So we got to own the current situation. And there's a lot of people depending on us to own it.
Yes.
Because if we don't own it, if we don't be that leader of the team that is down 9-0, you know, starting the third period, if we aren't the leader performing at the highest level, nobody else is going to pick that up. And it's only going to get worse. So we do have to step into the greatness that is offered here and own it. Absolutely love the name of your company and your book, Own It, because that is truly what we need to do.
I love it, man. Well, like we talked about here, it's thriving and surviving. It's owning it. And ultimately, it's up to you. It's making that decision. It's owning that decision. It's being true to that decision and giving yourself back the power. Owning it gives you the power. You don't give that power away. There's too many unknowns here. We need to love that there is some uncertainty. We need to thrive in the uncertainty, and we need to own those decisions that we have and that we have the opportunity to make. So Craig is an unbelievable resource. There's myself with Own It. Just go to justownit.co. All free consultation calls, all resources I can get over to you. Craig has resources through his Instagram, through his company as well. For different calls and coaching. We are here to help. We are here to serve. We are here to get us through and help you and everybody else out there own it.
Awesome. My friend, take this information and be proactive, not just today, but for the rest of your life. And that will separate you from the people that are reactive, the people that get up late, that get anxiety, that get behind. But when you are proactive, you will succeed. And trust me, you need to be proactive in your mindset. And we talked about that in the show using a very, very difficult example. But please be proactive, be proactive, be proactive. Go from primitive to performance. I love that line. Make sure you write that down. Share it with your friends. Share this episode with your friends. We really appreciate it. This is Craig Ballantyne from Early to Rise Radio giving you another briefing to get you through the crisis. Please let me know how things are going. Go to Instagram and hit me up at Real Craig Ballantyne, and also go to support@earlytorise.com and send me your emails. And then please go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking and review, and let us know what you want on the next shows. Soon we'll be getting back to normal with other interviews and my regular marketing and sales and productivity rants, but please let me know what you want then and what you want now. And if you're ready to go to the next level, if you need that customized solution for your business, please visit craigvalentine.com. I can't wait to work with you and then eventually meet you in person again soon.